Just in time as the Ford Tri-Motor gives us a little fanfare, we are back with our next guest. It is Ron Kaplan, who is with the Ohio Air and Space Hall of Fame and Learning Center. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great to be back.
You were just telling me that this is your 30th time here at AirVenture.
Yeah, my first year was 1992, and I remember it vividly because I just, a few months before, attended the Doolittle Raiders' 50th anniversary, and they were honored here. And I got to know some of them, and they invited me to sit with them for the B-25 takeoff. You remember out here on the runway, they tried to recreate the Hornet, and I'll never forget it. But, yeah, that was 30 years ago.
You've had some interesting experiences through the years.
Yeah.
Which ones, what stands out off the top of your head?
Here at Oshkosh?
Yeah.
Well, certainly hanging out with, you know, the Doolittle Raiders. I did the atomic bomb stamp art in 1995, and with a partner who and we befriended Paul Tibbetts, and so we were here with Paul Tibbetts, 95 or 96, I think it was. That was memorable. His grandson was here, who was flying B-2s at the time. Another great year was that we had Miss America, the P-51 here, and I got up to ride, and that's a dual control Mustang. So I got to fly over Oshkosh in the back seat of Miss America. This is a magical place. Every year is great. Every day is great.
Well, and you were just mentioning Colonel Bud Anderson. Mm-hmm. He took a Mustang ride yesterday? Tell us about that.
Well, I'm a Warbird guy, so I'm hanging out down there and a photographer. And, so they took him up in a dual control Mustang with all the old Crows. And if you've been online, you may have seen some of the pictures from that air-to-air shoot. Just awesome, because it's a P-39 also. And then the other old Crows. So that was fun, and he had a blast. You know, what, 100 years old, still flying in a Mustang.
And still coming to this event and just being the gracious ambassador for aviation that he has been through all these years that we've known him here at Oshkosh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like hanging out with rock stars. Yeah. You know, I got pictures of women kissing him. I haven't posted yet, but
maybe a little blackmail action.
He doesn't care.
Oh, that's true.
At 100, man, you're
you're right. And you had a really cool experience on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
You went up in dock, the B-29.
Yeah, got a flight on dock. Meaningful to me. My dad was a B-25 pilot instructor, and he passed away in 2016. And we found articles from he grew up in Brooklyn. And there was an article in the paper there after he won it, earned his wings, and they said, "What do you want to fly?" And he said, "B-29s." And I didn't know that. He never told me that. He ended up being a B-25 pilot instructor. But so it was kind of neat to, have that connection.
What was the flight itself like?
Well, it was great. Other than I like to shoot air to air, so we're and the B-17 came by us going the other way, so it was not. Not a great shot. I happened to be at the only open spot on the fuselage when that happened, but, useless, not a formation flight. But it was just super cool. They wouldn't let us crawl through the tube while we're in flight, so I was kind of bummed about that because I wanted that experience. But it's a great flight, fun to fly over the field and see the masses of airplanes out here. I never get tired of that.
Yeah, that's one of the things. The B-29s and the B-17, the B-24 are all up in Appleton, which is about 16 miles north of here, if you're not familiar with the area. And they, because it's easier for them to do the ride living experience flights from that airport, because there's less air traffic than there is here at Oshkosh. But you overfly the field and then just south of here turn around and go back north. So you get a really good aerial from about, 3,000-4,000 feet up?
Yeah, we went, and that was the day we had kind of the weather was coming in a little bit. And but I have to say this, I didn't realize it till it was happening. I was fixated on the shadow of the B-29 over the farm fields and the lakes and stuff. And it was like I probably took more pictures of the shadow. But, again, I'm looking for formation, and that was as close as I could get.
That's great. We're talking with Ron Kaplan, who's with the Ohio Air and Space Hall of Fame and Learning Center. Let's talk a little bit about that project. It's you've got a building, and you are rapidly moving forward with some plans.
Yeah, so very, very exciting. So it's a 1929 air terminal, the original Port Columbus terminal. You know, that tri-motor's taking off in the TAT, Transcontinental Air Transport markings. That our terminal was built for that airline. When you rode a train from New York to Columbus and then made your way westward eventually to Glendale on tri-motors and another train ride, that didn't last very long because eventually they were able to fly at night and there was no need to be taking the trains. But that airline's very famous. Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart both worked for TAT. So when that terminal was dedicated, Amelia was there, Henry Ford was there, Firestone was there. It was a big deal. So the terminal has been in disrepair for about 20 years, and we got the lease on it in 2020. We're a nonprofit. Our first job is, we thought, to renovate the terminal. So we're working on that. It's a $4 million project. And we're raising money all the time. But we also partner with youth education organizations. And, in fact, we're here sharing a booth with Youth Aviation Adventures in Building A, 1121, and other organizations like Buckeye Tigers. And we have an MOU to start with the Ohio State University Center for Aviation Studies. And we'll do that with Bowling Green and Ohio U and Sinclair Community College. Very exciting. So we're getting involved in the education aspect without having the facility. When we have the facility, many of these organizations will call it home. We have a whole second floor devoted to aviation STEAM education. And if you go to our website, ohioaerospace.org, we have a video, animated fly-through that shows what the finished product will look like.
Yes, I've seen that video, and it is an impressive facility. How long do you think it'll take to get it online?
That's a great question. So we had thought we would be swinging hammers by now. Now, COVID knocked us back a bit, obviously, but we got the momentum again. NetJets is one of our first corporate sponsors. Flight Safety is also. And we just learned right before I came here, the city of Columbus is giving us a $275,000 grant to go with our state grant of $500,000. So we're going to do it in two phases. The first phase is we hope to be working on by this winter, and we'll open the first floor and continue to raise money to finish the second floor, the tower, and the basement, to follow on. So that's the new plan, and check with me in 6 months. We'll have
it may change.
One. Yeah.
Where did the idea for the Hall of Fame come from?
Well, I worked for 19 years on the staff of the National Aviation Hall of Fame and actually helped California stand up theirs in 2011. Believe it or not, Ohio didn't have its own Air and Space Hall of Fame until in 2018. I pitched the state on making this happen, and in that terminal, which itself is a historic site, and that's how we got the first grant of $500,000 from the state of Ohio, and that got the ball rolling. So,
kind of interesting that the birthplace of aviation did not have a Hall of Fame in Ohio. There's so many famous aviators, aside from the Wright brothers, that have come from Ohio.
Well, there was like 45 states that had theirs, and Ohio didn't, and California until 2011 didn't. That was, absurd. But as I like to point out, we have a lot of people, every state does, that are essential to the advancement of aviation in their state. We talk about Alex Boudreau, who was the first African-American air traffic controller. He retired out of the Air Force as a Tuskegee Airman that was at Lockbourne. A lot of people on the field will know the name Joan Mace. Joan was the first female dean of a aviation department collegiate at Ohio University. And Norm Crabtree was the guy that told Governor Rhodes years ago, we need an airport in every county in Ohio. And there's 88 counties, and they put them in 84. And the other four don't need them because they're real close, proximity. So there's people like that that we'll honor and then use that to inspire the kids so they have a connection. STEM is important, but so is the arts, so are the people, and we're going to combine both and then partner with these aviation programs who are doing a great job already.
You mentioned art, and that is one of your passions along with photography. You do nose art replicas, mm-hmm. and you've done t-shirt designs.
Yeah.
How does that fit in with everything else that's in your busy schedule?
Well, it's therapy. But that's a great question. So this is a nonprofit project, and for the first 4 years, technically today, I'm unpaid. I'm the executive director. All this grant money we get, it doesn't necessarily go to staffing up and stuff. We actually had donations that funded me to be here for Ohio Air and Space here at Oshkosh. So the art has been important. That's ask my wife, and she can tell you. But no, I love to do it. And in the wintertime, as you know, Ohio has snow also. So it's a great thing to do when I don't have to clean the gutters or cut the lawn.
What's the inspiration for nose art? What took you in that direction?
Well, my first career was in graphic design and art. Now, I grew up in an aviation environment with my dad being a pilot. But so I combined the two eventually. But really, at first, I was a graphic designer and then a journalist. And I decided to go to do aviation journalism. And that actually led to my job with the National Aviation Hall of Fame, where they had to train me to be an executive because I'm a right brain guy by birth. And so they had to train me with the left brain stuff.
They did well.
Well, thank you.
Any final thoughts on Oshkosh before we wrap up today?
Well, no, this has been an outstanding year. I feel bad for the weather that kind of socked everybody to start with, but boy, we're getting a great payback for suffering through that. And again, come by Building A, 1121 Youth Aviation Adventures, great program. It's a national program. It happened to be founded in Columbus, so we're thrilled to be partners with them. And I appreciate you having me back on. It's great to be up here as a photographer. I might stick around for the afternoon.
Please do. And the website for the Hall of Fame?
OhioAirAndSpace.org, all spelled out.
Thank you very much, Ron Kaplan.
Thank you.
Great to have you back. We'll look forward to getting a progress report next year.
Okay, thanks, Steve. You got it.
You're listening to From the Stand on EIA Radio.